Chapter 9. And in the 12th month, that is the month of Adar, on the 13th day of it, when the king's word and his law came due to be performed on the day for which the enemies of the Jews had waited to domineer over them, there was even a turning to the contrary, in that the Jews themselves domineered over those hating them. The Jews congregated themselves in their cities in all the jurisdictional districts of King Ahasuerus, to lay hand on those seeking their injury, and not a man stood his ground before them, for the dread of them had fallen upon all the peoples. And all the princes of the jurisdictional districts, and the satraps, and the governors, and the doers of the business that belonged to the king, were assisting the Jews, for the dread of Mordecai had fallen upon them. For Mordecai was great in the king's house, and his fame was travelling throughout all the jurisdictional districts, because the man Mordecai was steadily growing greater. And the Jews went striking down all their enemies with a slaughter by the sword and with a killing and destruction, and they went doing to those hating them according to their liking. And in Shushan the castle the Jews killed, and there was a destroying of 500 men. Also Parshan Datha and Dalphon and Aspatha and Poretha and Adalia and Aradatha and Parmashta and Arasai and Aradai and Visatha, the 10 sons of Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the one showing hostility to the Jews, they killed. But on the plunder they did not lay their hand. On that day the number of those killed in Shushan the castle came before the king. And the king proceeded to say to Esther the queen, "In Shushan the castle the Jews have killed, and there has been a destroying of 500 men and the 10 sons of Haman. In the rest of the jurisdictional districts of the king, what have they done? And what is your petition? Let it even be given to you. And what is your further request? Let it even be done." Accordingly Esther said, "If to the king it does seem good, let it be granted tomorrow also to the Jews that are in Shushan to do according to the law of today, and let the 10 sons of Haman be hanged upon the stake." So the king said for it to be done that way. Then a law was given out in Shushan, and the 10 sons of Haman were hanged. And the Jews that were in Shushan proceeded to congregate themselves also on the 14th day of the month Adar, and they got to kill in Shushan 300 men, but on the plunder they did not lay their hand. As for the rest of the Jews that were in the jurisdictional districts of the king, they congregated themselves, and there was a stand for their souls, and there was an avenging of themselves upon their enemies, and a killing among those hating them of 75,000. But on the plunder they did not lay their hand on the 13th day of the month Adar, and there was a rest on the 14th day of it, and there was a making of it a day of banqueting and of rejoicing. As for the Jews that were in Shushan, they congregated themselves on the 13th day of it, and on the 14th day of it, and there was a rest on the 15th day of it, and there was a making of it a day of banqueting and of rejoicing. That is why the country Jews inhabiting the cities of the outlying districts were making the 14th day of the month Adar a rejoicing and a banqueting and a good day and a sending of portions to one another. And Mordecai proceeded to write these things and send written documents to all the Jews that were in all the jurisdictional districts of King Ahasuerus, the nearby and the distant ones, to impose upon them the obligation to be regularly holding the 14th day of the month Adar and the 15th day of it in each and every year, according to the days on which the Jews had rested from their enemies, and the month that was changed for them from grief to rejoicing, and from mourning to a good day, to hold them as days of banqueting and rejoicing, and sending of portions to one another, and of gifts to the poor people. And the Jews accepted what they had started to do, and what Mordecai had written to them. For Haman the son of Hammedatha the Agagite, the one showing hostility to all the Jews, had himself schemed against the Jews to destroy them. And he had had Pur, that is the lot cast, to disquiet them and destroy them. But when Esther came in before the king, he said with the written document, "Let his bad scheme that he has schemed against the Jews come back upon his own head." And they hanged him and his sons upon the stake. That is why they call these days Purim, by the name of the poor. That is why, according to all the words of this letter, and what they had seen as to this, and what had come upon them, the Jews impose and accepted upon themselves and upon their offspring, and upon all those joining themselves to them, that it should not pass away the obligation to be regularly holding these 2 days according to what was written concerning them, and according to their appointed time in each and every year. And these days were to be remembered and held in each and every generation, each family, each jurisdictional district, and each city. And these days of Purim themselves should not pass away from the midst of the Jews, and the commemoration itself of them not come to an end among their offspring. And Esther the queen, the daughter of Abihail, and Mordecai the Jew, proceeded to write with all forcefulness to confirm this second letter concerning Purim. Then he sent written documents to all the Jews in the 127 jurisdictional districts, the realm of Ahasuerus, in words of peace and truth, to confirm these days of Purim at their appointed times, just as Mordecai the Jew and Esther the queen had imposed upon them, and just as they had imposed upon their own soul and upon their offspring, the matters of the fasts and their cry for aid. And the very saying of Esther confirmed these matters of Purim, and it was written down in a book.